on a slightly different note, there's a little town on the shore of Connecticut on the Long Island Sound called Quantic Ridge. And there's a Fitch Hill and a Fitch Road and a Fitch Junior High School and a Fitch Senior High School, because the Fitches are the most prominent family in town. And there's three things that are known about them. They marry late, they breed true, and they take their honeymoons in exotic locations. Back in 1699, young Jabez Fitch was just about to leave on his first whaling voyage as captain of a whaling ship. Because the land is poor and rocky, it's the tail end of the glacier. And the land is poor and rocky, and some dispirited cows, sheep grazed on it. But it wasn't good for much, so the inhabitants took to the sea, fishing for the whale, and the oil, and the blubber, and the bone. And he had started young, and now he was a sea captain. He was about to leave on his first whaling voyage. And the light of his life was young Meggie Pettigrew, who grew up on the farm next to his. And they had an understanding. When he came back from his first voyage, they would get married. And he was down in the South Atlantic, and he had filled his holds. And he raised the flag saying, "I'm going home," so the other whale ships, if they knew that if they had any mail or anything that had to be sent home, they could transfer it to him and he would take it home for them. And at the same time, the ship of Hamish Farquhar raised its flag of "I'm going home." Now, Hamish Farquhar was the richest man in that area, and he had silver hair and a silver tongue. He was a handsome devil, charming, and he had gotten everything he wanted. And now when he saw that they were both leaving at the same time, he said in his quarterdeck voice, "Hey, laddie, it'll be a race to port. May the best man win and devil take the hindmost." And a gust of wind filled his sails and he surged off. And Jabez Fitch was just about to bellow, "Haul tight the main brace," because he wanted to take advantage of that wind, and with a sound like a pistol shot, the staysail sheet broke, and he was in irons. And Hamish Farquhar shot off ahead of him. And on the way home, there was a storm, and he had to put into port for repairs. So he got into New London several weeks after Hamish Farquhar. Hamish Farquhar had gotten a far better price for his barrels of oil than he had, but he'd gotten a good enough price. But once he sold all his oil and arranged for everything and the ship to be laid up and restowed and resupplied and everything and paid off the crew, he boarded a horse and rode home to his family farm, only to discover that Hamish Farquhar had beaten him in another way. And that the very next morning, Hamish Farquhar was marrying Meggie Pettigrew. The light went out of his eyes. He turned around, he got on that bored horse, he rode back into New London, and like a possessed man, he began resupplying his ship and combing the inns and dives and shebeens along the shore for able-bodied seamen. And as soon as he could, he put out to sea. And he stayed out to sea as long as he could, cramming every barrel of oil he had into every space he had. If he ran into another ship, he said, "Do you have any spare barrels?" One of his boats was stove in by a whale, and before he hauled the men in, he took the pieces of the boat in and had the ship's carpenter making the pieces of the boat into barrel staves so he could stow more oil. But finally, he couldn't cram another dram or gill of whale oil into a ship. And he had to go home. And he sailed back into New London and at a very good time with a prime cargo of oil, and he got such a price. He was a rich man. And he paid off his crew and laid the ship up, board a horse, rode home to the family farm to discover that while he was gone, Hamish Farquhar had died. Meggie Pettigrew Farquhar was now a widow and had inherited everything that Hamish Farquhar had. He paid a call on her and discovered that perhaps she enjoyed being married and missed being married, or perhaps in the intervening time her fondness for Jabez Fitch had grown. But whatever, she was now very glad to see him, and soon they were engaged to be married. He woke up on his wedding night. Moonlight was coming in. Coming in the windows of the bedchamber in the Farquhar family house. His wife lay gently snoring next to him. And he remembered when Hamish Farquhar had shot off ahead of him his ship and had said, "It's a race to the finish. May the best man win and devil take the hindmost." He had stamped his foot on his own quarterdeck and said, "I'll piss on your grave, Hamish Farquhar. I'll piss on your grave and worse." And now, he had married Farquhar's widow. He lay with her in the Farquhar's house. So he got up in the moonlight in his nightshirt, and he went out to the Farquhar family graveyard, and he found the headstone marking Farquhar's grave. And in the moonlight, he lifted up his nightgown and pissed on Farquhar's grave. And then, looking around, he danced a jig. This became a Fitch family tradition. On the night of his 13th birthday, every male Fitch was initiated into this strange rite. And it continued in an unbroken succession until June of 1901. Cordwainer Fitch woke in the bridal chamber of the Lighthouse Inn in New London, his wife snoring gently next to him. And he thought, "What's that smell? What's that strange smell?" And he looked, and at the foot of the bed was a wavering, phantasmagorical, shifting, bright yellow figure that wavered and hovered in the air and gave off a powerful reek. As he looked, it spoke, "Hey, laddie, you've had it all your way for 200 years, but now it's my turn. It's my turn for as much longer and worse." And the figure disappeared, leaving an intolerable stench in the room and an ineradicable stain on the carpet. And as I've said, Fitches marry late, they breed true, and they take their honeymoons in exotic locations because there isn't a motel or hotel, bed and breakfast, motor court, campground, flop house. Or any kind of place of public staying that will rent to a Fitch on his wedding night. The Yellow Ghost of the Quiet Bridge.